I'll tell you how large it should be.
Okay.
Before I call it a prairie.
Okay.
It has to be an expanse of land with no houses.
Okay. How much?
For quite a distance to the naked eye. You know, you could maybe see houses several miles away. Then that's a prairie.
Miles, then?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be in miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Chicago, they sometimes call a vacant lot of prairie. How about a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Docks.
Just one of them would be
a dock.
And how about the in San Francisco, this place called Fisherman's
Wharf.
And in Chicago, the University of Illinois is presently at
Navy Pier.
On the these roads that you have to pay on, they call
toll road. And out east freeway.
All right.
Is that freeway? What do you call it out east?
The freeway you don't pay on, do you?
No. Laura, what do you call it in Ohio? Oh, she's in the bedroom.
All right. How about the place where you stop on the toll road to eat?
You call it a restaurant.
Okay. And how would you describe the composition of the toll road? What kind of road is that?
It's a concrete road. I wouldn't say cement, I'd say concrete. And that's what the old folks would say, concrete.
Oh, how about these roads that are concrete? They're dark, very dark colored.
Tar.
Ever call anything else?
See, when I got older, I called it something, a tar road, and then pavement, right.
How about would you use the term ass or ash something for that kind of road?
Asphalt.
And how about, do you make a distinction between a street, a road, an avenue, and a boulevard? Is there a clear distinction in your mind?
Between a street and a street is a city, and a road is country. Or, if not country, it's between cities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about an avenue?
An avenue? In my mind, I get a picture that is different.
Okay.
It's because of living here. Avenue is more of a throughway street. It has precedent over the streets.
Okay.
If you're driving or walking or things like that.
Okay. And how about a boulevard?
A boulevard, I think of spaciousness when they say boulevard. A spacious street and then a square. Ending up or somewhere around.
You say a square.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by a square?
A square is a focal point for streets.
I see.
Coming in.
You'd never call, for instance, you wouldn't call this from between these two streets in which you live at the square.
No.
And say, he lives up a couple of squares. You would never use that.
No, I wouldn't say that. I've heard people say it, though.
In Gary?
In Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah, I know. I know it's quite common in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
It's quite common.
Indianapolis, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's why I was wondering. I'm trying to find out exactly how different